From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, Peter, what did the duck say to the waiter? Put it on my bill, Bill Curtis.
Oh!
And here is your host, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Bill. Thanks, all of you. We have a wonderful show for you today, especially because of our Not My Job guest. It is legendary TV producer Norman Lear. Now, Mr. Lear created a series of TV shows in the 70s that changed comedy and TV. All of a sudden, people on TV were being rude, provocative, even mean to each other just for laughs. So the next time you get mad at us for being tasteless and crude, write to him. We don't want to stifle you, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jed Itzkowitz from St. Louis, Missouri.
The Jed Itzkowitz?
The Jed Itzkowitz.
Well, that,
you have the honor of hearing from me.
I know. We've been waiting for you to call. And what do you do there in St. Louis?
I work as an activity coordinator for a Montessori program for people with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Whoa.
Nice.
Good
nice.
For you. That's
so
amazing.
So Montessori, that's the schooling program usually associated with very young children, right? Preschoolers and...
Right.
And you do it for elderly people with dementia?
Yes. I mean, they're not that terribly different.
No, I guess they're not.
It's more or less the same program where we do activities during the day that are designed to sort of enrich the mind.
Wow. Do you ever play them this show?
I'm not usually there on Saturdays, so I don't get the chance to, but we do listen to some great podcasts from NPR.
Oh, well, that's nice. That will help them remain smug in their golden years. So important for mental health.
The most well-educated and well-informed dementia patients you'll ever meet.
Exactly. Jed, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a comedian who'll be performing at the Comedy Bar here in Chicago on July 7th through the 9th. It's Adam Burke. Next, it's the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy. I mean, it's Amy Dickinson.
Hey!
Finally, it's an actor, comedian, and a writer on the upcoming season of Broad City. It's Gabe Liedman.
Hi, Jed.
Jed, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. Well, your first quote comes from Prime Minister David Cameron of the UK, showing his traditional British elegance and restraint.
Why should I do all the hard crap?
Well, he didn't actually use the word crap. But the hard crap he's referring to is dealing with the aftermath of what?
Of the Brexit.
Yes! A week, he did, he got it right. So that was, of course, David Cameron. He has resigned as Prime Minister, so he will not have to deal with the aftermath of Brexit. A week later, and Britain is generally expressing regret. Some are even saying, we were wrong, we were drunk, we don't know what we were doing, take us back. But the EU, the European Union, is not having it. It's over. They want the UK gone. They just dumped Britain's CD collection and its toothbrush on the beach at Dover.
They set Britain's clothes aflame in the driveway.
Yeah.
Right?
For the first few days after the British people voted for Brexit, this is true, Google says that they Googled the term Brexit more even than they Googled porn. Or maybe they thought it was porn. They tended to spell it B-R-E-X-X-X-I-T.
To me, it sounds like a bad cereal.
Brexit?
Brexit. Yes. Yeah, Brexit. It sounds like a sharper grape nut.
Yeah. Enjoy some Brexit.
Yeah. Ow!
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got way too much fiber in it.
Yeah. Just a punishing cereal.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what do you know? We happen to have a British person right here.
I was thinking clearly like what needs to happen. It is like you said, it's like any breakup. Clearly what the EU needs to do is find someone hotter, younger, and more successful.
Right.
The United States would be a great...
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a...
Oh, that would... Can you imagine? That would be amazing.
It'd be a, long-distance relationship. We wouldn't have to see each other that often.
They should date, like, Singapore, you know.
Sure.
Here is your next quote.
I don't flip-flop. Sometimes I have to adjust, but I don't do it for votes. I do it because I think it's right.
Nice.
That was somebody supposedly in the midst of his pivot to being presidential. Who is it?
I would have to say Donald Trump.
Exactly right. You have to say it because it's true. This week, Donald Trump managed to read a speech off a teleprompter without saying anything appalling or racist for 20 minutes. And everybody was like, good boy, give him the nuclear codes. Another part of his rehabilitation, and this is true, religious leader James Dobson says that Trump now has a, quote, relationship with Christ, unquote. Asked for comment, Jesus Christ said, Jesus Christ.
Didn't he also describe him as like a baby?
He says a baby Christian.
He's a baby Christian.
He's a baby Christian.
Isn't that just someone who only likes Christmas? Sure, I'm
pretty
a baby
much.
Christian.
Yeah. So everybody's like, okay, great, he's presidential. He can read a speech. And so everybody's talking about the convention. They're very excited to go. That is, unless you are any of the many prominent Republicans who announced they have to stay home and wash their hair. So this is true. Trump announced that in lieu of all these politicians who refused to be on the stage with him, he would have sports stars like, he said, Coach Mike Ditka and Mike Tyson. But Ditka said nobody had asked him to go, and Tyson said he wasn't going. So you know you have it bad when Mike Tyson, a convicted rapist who still has chunks of human ear in his teeth, says being seen with you might hurt his reputation. Oh. All right, Jed, your last quote is from a Craigslist ad.
If you've ever longed for an awesome car that achieves 46 miles per gallon, all while polluting up to 40 times the legal limit, here's your new ride.
That was somebody trying to unload a car that could go for $10,000 more than it's worth, thanks to a huge settlement with what company?
Volkswagen?
Yes, indeed, VW. Very good. A year after it was revealed their cars were actually programmed to lie about their emissions, the company, VW, did the right thing because they were forced to by the government. Many owners of VW diesels are happy with the payments they're going to get. VW will pay the market price for the car before the scandal, plus up to $10,000 cash to everybody affected. But be careful. Check to make sure, if you're a VW owner, that it's actually money and not like one real $100 bill wrapped around a stack of chopped up Farvidnugan ads. Now, if you're going to be selling your car back to VW for this guaranteed price, you have a great opportunity. You can do whatever you want with your car. It's not going to matter. Like, have you ever wanted to play full-scale bumper cars? Go down to the beach and try car surfing? Go for it.
So they are buying these cars back and
yes,
taking them back.
What they're doing is VW is basically, if you have one of these cars, they'll say, we'll pay what it was worth before everybody found out it was a lying, cheating car. It's like a country song.
Yeah. It is.
And plus, we'll give you a cash settlement up to $10,000.
I feel really bad for their accountant because he's going to, are you sure this makes financial sense? Sure, would we lie to you?
Bill, how did Jed do in our quiz?
Three up, three down. Congratulations, Jed.
Well done. Thank you, Jed. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.